radio. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, a little bit history of St. Ambrose. St. Ambrose was a governor, and at the time the church was undergoing a serious turbulence that was caused by a priest whose name was Arius. Arius came up with a doctrine that contradicts the doctrine of the church, even though he was a priest. And that really shook the foundation of the church. At that time, Ambrose was a governor of the state, but he stood firm in defense of the Catholic faith because of his firm foundation in faith. He stood in defense of the church. And when there was a time that Milan needed a bishop and a priest who will really stand to defend the people of God, the people approached him and encouraged him to take the bull by the horn. Reluctantly, Ambrose accepted. He was ordained a priest and a bishop. And he stood in defense of the Church of Milan. But the most interesting part of his life is the aspect of him being the instrument that God used to convert Augustine. At this time, Ambrose and Monica, they were friends. Monica was the mother of St. Augustine. And Augustine was the son of Monica. He was a vibrant man, a man of wit, very courageous. For so many years, he never embraced his faith. He was against the teachings of the church. He was a fierce man that he had his own group, and they were against the teachings of the church. While he was misbehaving, the mother, Monica, kept on praying for the son, for the conversion of the son, Augustine. So one day, when Ambrose was preaching, Augustine was passing by, and he decided to step his foot into the church for the first time. When he stepped into the church, he was standing by the corner, and he listened to the preaching of Ambrose. The preaching of Ambrose caught him at that moment, and that was the beginning of the conversion of Augustine. Today, Augustine is a saint. The mother Monica is a saint, and Ambrose is a saint. This reminds us of the grace of God. This reminds us of the mercy of God. And thanks to St. Ambrose, whom we are celebrating today, who was a layman, but because he understood his faith, he stood firm. He became a priest and a bishop and a saint. I hope this message speaks to us, my dear friends in Christ. Let us not think that, oh, we are not priests, that we cannot give our lives in defense of the faith. Let us say, oh, I have no priest in my family. I have no bishop in my family. Why must I pray? Why must I go to church? Now, by the virtue of our baptism, we are made priests, prophets, and kings. By the virtue of our baptism, God has sown a seed of faith in us. And we have to nourish that faith. We have to always remember that. We have to always stand in defense of the faith. We know the tradition. We know the teachings of the church. Let those teachings of the church speak to us individually. And also let the history and life of Ambrose be a point of contact that we mustn't be a priest before we acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We mustn't be a priest before we can stand in defense of the truth. We mustn't be a priest before we can bring people to Jesus. Each and every one of us, Jesus has given us that task to go and make disciples of all nations. And this brings us to the gospel of today, when Jesus summoned the disciples and gave them the authority over demons, gave them the authority to go and preach and heal the sick and cure the sick and cast out demons. We have to remember that those early disciples, they were not priests. They were people like you and I. But because they believed in Jesus, because they were open to this responsibility entrusted unto them. Look at St. Peter, who was the head of the church. He was an ordinary fisherman. But what happened? He realized that this responsibility entrusted unto him was a very serious one. And he made his efforts. God now walked through him. That is all we need to do to make ourselves available. That is, these gifts and talents that God has put into us. We have to make ourselves available to him so that he will use these gifts to work and to bring people unto him. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are preparing for the coming, for the birth of Christ in our lives, let us always understand that Jesus has entrusted unto us this responsibility to go and preach the message of love, to go and preach the message of joy, to go and make people realize that Jesus loves them. May his grace support us. May his grace be with us so that as we take up this responsibility, we will bring souls to Christ. Amen. May we rise.